The parts of me that weren't tired and empty were frustrated and angry. My friend was out there, and I couldn't help her. In the morning, I should be recharged enough to try a tracking spell. I didn't expect it to yield anything, but I had to try. When I failed, I'd figure out my next move. Right now, I was crossing my fingers and toes, hoping the police would find something. I curled up on the couch with a book. I wasn't up to disenchanting the items from Union County, and fretting wouldn't fix anything. In my hands was a book I'd been meaning to read for a while but hadn't gotten around to. It took a few pages for me to lose myself in the story about a boy and the magic beans he found. He was being scolded by his mother for selling the family cow for the 3 magic beans when I noticed something black on the ceiling. I tried to focus on it without moving the book. The part I could see around the book was as big around as my pinky finger, black and slightly fuzzy. Tilting my head and squinting didn't make it any clearer. I tipped the book toward my lap. Before my brain had comprehended the sight of a spider, a shriek escaped my lips. With the book clutched protectively against my chest, I sprinted off the sofa to huddle against my bedroom door. Hyperventilating, I took a second look. Yup, there was a spider the size of a large dinner plate clinging to the ceiling directly over my sofa. It was big, black, fuzzy, and shouldn't be in my room. It wasn't a native spider, since none of the ones in this part of the world were that large. Though the better question was how it arrived in my apartment, since I'd spelled the perimeter to repel all kinds of bugs. I didn't like finding them, living with them, or killing them. Nothing about bugs appealed to me. My spells were a secondary defense. Landa had brownie magic preventing most unwanted things from entering the lodge, and spiders were on that list. The door opened with a crash, and I froze, huddled against the wall with my eyes darting between the spider and the doorway.
"What happened?"
Elrond demanded. I gasped for breath. "You scared me half to death!" My eyes locked on the spider, which had moved in our direction.
"You didn't answer my question." "Oh, never mind. That's a big spider."
"Yep."
"How did a spider get in here?"
"I don't know." He stared at me, clearly expecting me to have a better explanation. The spider shuffled around, not coming closer to us, but moving around above the sofa.
"Well?"
Elrond asked. "I don't know. I was lying on the sofa, reading this book, when I noticed something black over the top of the book. I moved the book to see what it was, and I saw that thing over me, so I bolted for this side of the room. What more do you think I can tell you?"
"How did it get here?"
"Aren't you listening? I don't know. My rooms are spelled to prevent bugs from coming inside. That's on top of the magic Landa has that keeps bugs out. That Narzel blasted thing shouldn't be here."
"All right. I get it."
He studied the spider for a moment.
"Is it writing something with its silk?"
I studied its movement for a moment before answering. "Can we kill it now? I'd rather not know what creepy message it's sending."
"Michelle, we must honor life. It could be friendly. We can't kill something just because it upsets you,"
he scolded. "Then what should we do, oh smart one?"
"Wait and see what it says. If it's friendly, it may leave on its own."
After a moment, Elrond stopped focusing on the basketball-sized spider and started staring into space, lost in thought. "Hey! Can we kill it now?"
"Huh?"
I pointed at the words the spider was still working on. "Anything that leaves death threats on my ceiling and comes in the shape of a spider deserves to die." Elrond focused on the words. His body stilled, and his inhuman beauty sharpened, leaving his skin whiter and his hair a more vibrant silver. A shivery feeling filled the air for a moment, fleeing before I determined the source. A black powder sprinkled off the ceiling, landing in a pile on the floor. The words, "You will die," remained above the sofa.
"Did you kill it?"
"Yes. I'd still be careful when disposing of the remains, but they should be harmless."
"Oh, thank you." Then my mouth got the better of me, and I blurted out my thoughts.
"How did you do that?" "Doesn't matter. Thank you. I hate bugs."
The elf was staring at the remains of the spider. "Elrond," I asked, "are you all right?"
"Yes. I'm fine."
His stiff posture relaxed as he focused on me.
"Would you like assistance cleaning the rest of this mess?"
"Please? I'm getting tired of things threatening to kill me and leaving nasty messages in my apartment." I started rubbing my arms. Elrond studied me for a moment before walking over and wrapping his arms around me. I nestled against the warmth of his chest, and after a moment his chin came to rest on top of my head. There was a rightness to his touch that I hadn't felt in a long time. Without warning, my lips were dry, and thoughts of kissing were dancing through my head.